It's verse 19. It says, "Again, I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven." Here it speaks of two asking together. Two agreeing together to ask God, and because of those two asking, of those two agreeing, God bringing His wonderful will to pass. There's a verse in the book of Amos, we won't look it up. It says, "Can two walk together except they be agreed?" There is power that occurs when two believers agree in prayer to ask God, and when they walk together with God. And so I thought this morning we'd take a look at prayer partners. Look at 2 Kings chapter 19. I've been very blessed through this week to have the scriptures posted on the bulletin board to read. Have some of you been reading them? Or I know some of the Hours of Power groups have been reading them. Well, one of them for today just happens to align with what we're going to look at, the record of Hezekiah that's recorded here in the book of Kings. And this is, of course, where the king of Assyria sent his messengers to trouble Jerusalem and try to intimidate them. But we'll pick up the record in 2 Kings 19 in verse 1. "And it came to pass when King Hezekiah heard it, that he rent his clothes and covered himself with sackcloth and went into the house of the Lord. And he sent Eliakim, which was over the household, and Shebna the scribe, and the elders of the priests, covered with sackcloth, to Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos. And they said unto him, Thus saith Hezekiah, This day is a day of trouble, and of rebuke, and blasphemy. For the children are come to birth, and there is not strength to bring forth. It may be the Lord thy God will hear all the words of Rabshakeh, whom the king of Assyria, his master, hath sent to reproach the living God, and will reprove the words which the Lord thy God hath heard. Wherefore lift up thy prayer for the remnant that are left. So the servants of King Hezekiah came to Isaiah." When this incredible threat against God's people came, and Hezekiah heard it, you know what he did is he sent word to Isaiah for Isaiah to pray with him. We can see from this that Isaiah and Hezekiah were prayer partners. They prayed together. In the book of 2 Chronicles, Chronicles is written from God's perspective about this same record. In 2 Chronicles chapter 32, speaking of the same situation, it says, verse 20, "And for this cause," in light of this threat from the king of Assyria, "and for this cause Hezekiah the king and the prophet Isaiah the son of Amos prayed and did what? Cried to heaven." They were like-minded. They agreed to go to God and ask for His help. What follows, and you can have the joy of reading from 2 Kings or 2 Chronicles or both today, what follows was God's great deliverance. But these two were like-minded. These two were prayer partners. When Hezekiah got this incredible threat, what did he do? He sent to Isaiah, and they both prayed, and as a result, God delivered His people. Look at Acts chapter 16. Acts chapter 16 is the record of Paul and Silas and others taking God's word to Europe for the first time. They come into Macedonia. They get to the chief city of Macedonia, to Philippi. At first, they don't see much results. And after winning Lydia and her household, they then were taken, well, after they cast out the spirits from the woman that had the spirit of divination, they were taken before the rulers of the city and they were beaten. And after they were beaten, they were thrown into prison and put in the stocks. That's not talking about Wall Street. It's very interesting as you read this record. Paul at any time could have called that beating off. He could have been freed from prison because he was a Roman citizen. As soon as he would have informed them that he was a Roman citizen that had rights in that situation, they would have ceased from that type of persecution. Evidently, God gave Paul revelation that this was his will to take a beating, to be put in prison. And Paul and Silas did that obediently to God's instructions. But now here they find themselves in prison in the stocks. In verse 25, it says, "And at midnight, Paul and Silas did what? Prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them." You know, I guess Paul and Silas could have complained. They certainly took quite a beating. It would not have been pleasant circumstances, but yet they were joying and rejoicing to do the will of God. And at midnight, what'd they do? They prayed. They prayed out loud. Prayer partners. The two of them prayed. They sang praises to God, and the prisoners heard them. And that's in the sense of they heard them like, "Shut up!" But as a result, verse 26, "Suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's bands were loose." God answered Paul and Silas' prayer. There certainly are other examples in the Word of God of men who prayed together and great things happen. We read that if any two of you shall agree to ask God according to His will, that God will perform it. Evidently, there's tremendous power in partnering up in prayer to God. There's a specific application of this that is noted in 1 Peter chapter 3. When it comes to partnership between human beings, is there any tighter bond or any closer partnership that can form than that between a husband and a wife in marriage? In fact, so close that God describes that relationship as being one flesh. No longer twain, but one. In 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7, it says, "Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them, your wives, according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that," and here's the purpose, "that your prayers be not," what? "Hindered." God makes special reference to the husband and wife functioning together according to His will with the view towards an effectual prayer life. Prayer partners. If there's ever two believers that should be able to agree, should be able to ask as one, should be able to not have their prayers be hindered, but have an effectual prayer life. Well, God's great design was for a husband and wife to accomplish that. So God's word makes reference to the power of two believers agreeing to ask, to pray to God, so that He can perform His will. Great things happened when Hezekiah and Isaiah prayed together. Great things happened when Paul and Silas prayed together. Great things can happen when a husband and wife pray together. Great things can happen whenever two of us agree as touching anything on earth in asking God for His help.